What up, what up, what up, people? It's Just a Kid from Brooklyn podcast here with your boy Justin Ramos, aka J to the RAMOS. What's going on, people? Yo, WrestleMania was incredible. Two nights, not one, but two nights, 18 matches. WrestleMania, I was just like, wow. I was just all zoned in. It was incredible. The matches were great. My favorite matches, at top of my list had to be the Boneyard match between AJ Styles and The Undertaker, and it was incredible. It was like Jason meets The Walking Dead meets every horror movie you've ever seen. It was like a mini movie on WrestleMania. And for those who know Michael P.S. Hayes, you know, we don't make matches, we make fucking movies. That's how good that match was. I think that was the match of the weekend. The ladder match between Kofi Kingston, Jimmy Uso, and John Morrison for the tag titles was awesome. The reason it was just three of them and not their partners is because The Miz wasn't cleared to wrestle. He doesn't have coronavirus. That's what everybody believes, but he doesn't. He was injured, so they just did. They picked one from each tag team, and they faced off in a triple threat ladder match. That match was awesome. The Firefly Funhouse match was incredible. Like, they went through like time and space, so to speak. Basically, it was just basically what goes on in the character, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt's mind. And it was incredible. Like, they went back in time into the present. And it was crazy. It was a dope match. A lot of people didn't get that match, but I got it. I thought it was cool. What else is a favorite match of mine? Oh, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Oh, incredible. Incredible. Like, that was like so technically sound. It's just, oh my God. Like, those two, they did a great job. I was surprised they went on first the second night, but it was incredible. Like, it was moments you thought Rhea was going to win, and then Charlotte won. Essentially, we all know that Charlotte's going to NXT. They're trying to build a brand because AEW is kicking their ass every Wednesday. They've been beating them for 23 weeks in a row, so it only makes sense that Charlotte went over and became the NXT champ for the second time. She hasn't been on NXT TV in like, what, 6 years? 5-6 years? What else was a favorite match of mine? Both heavyweight title matches were, you know, they were short, but they were good with me because Braun Strowman got the WWE Championship, which is assigned to Monday Night Raw, and Drew McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar for the actually, that was in reverse. Correction. Drew McIntyre is the Raw World Champion, so he's the WWE champ. Braun Strowman beat Goldberg, the Universal Champ, and that belt is assigned to SmackDown. Whew, I don't want anybody coming after me, you know. The internet wrestling fans, the IWC, if you will. They will come after you if you don't know your shit. What was another favorite match of mine? The women's tag titles match was pretty cool. That match was good. But that Boneyard match, man, it stands out more than anything else to me. I got to look at my list here. I got a list that I put online of my matches that I loved. Let's see. Let me find it. Look through my notes. Bam, here it goes. The Last Man Standing match. Randy Orton and Edge. It was Edge's WrestleMania comeback. It was incredible. They, like, it was so funny because I was telling my friend, I was like, yo, they went over on time because the match following it was like so short. It was the Raw tag titles match, and it was super short. And that's why they went over on time. My friend was like, how could they go over on time without a crowd? They went over on time. Okay, so the match following that had to be shortened. The Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, that match was awesome. It was awesome. It was a false count anywhere style match, and they just tore it up. They had their WrestleMania moment when KO took a dive off the WrestleMania sign, this big, huge-ass WrestleMania 36 sign, and goes and puts friggin' Seth Rollins through a table. It was, oh, incredible. Incredible, man. It was a great weekend. The pre-show matches were pretty good. Cesaro versus Drew Gulak, that match was good. The other pre-show match that they had on the second night, Natalya versus Liv Morgan, that was excellent. So, you know, they put together some pretty good matches. Like, I think with the lack of audience, which was at a zero attendance, that was the running joke on Twitter and Instagram, was that they set a attendance of zero. Because if you know, every year, WrestleMania breaks the attendance record at with whatever arena that they are at. And it said that they had a zero attendance record, which is so funny. So funny, man. The Twitter was just like, it was going crazy yesterday in regards to, and Saturday night in regards to WrestleMania. Of course, WrestleMania was the number one tweet. So there's that. There's nothing else to watch. I mean, of course it would be the number one tweet in the world and in the United States. And that's good, because all we're hearing about is the coronavirus every day, 24/7 coronavirus. So it was good that WrestleMania still went on. It might not have been, you know, the way we wanted it. It definitely wasn't. I mean, you didn't have the 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 screaming fans, and there was no pyro and no famous Undertaker walk to the ring. So, you know, but you just got to adapt, man. This is our reality, man. It's going to make a lot of things weird to watch. But I think if you zone in and you just enjoy it, you'd be like, oh, my God, WrestleMania was crazy. Because it was, you know. It was incredible. The Raw Women's title match was good. I didn't think Becky was going to beat Shayna Baszler. It was a good match, though. Very technical. Very gritty. But overall, it was a good match. Becky won. So she's been champ over a year now. So I guess they got some other plans, future plans with her. Maybe they'll bring up some people from NXT. I don't know. We just got to see. But Becky's been killing it, man, for a year straight. Actually, she's been killing it for the last 2 years. So before she even won the title. The Intercontinental match between Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn, it was kind of meh. It was all right. It wasn't one of my favorites. Sami Zayn won that. The Elias and King Corbin match was cool because finally Elias had a match. You know what I'm saying? And he had a match at WrestleMania. I mean, I wish it was in front of a crowd, but, you know, he finally had a match. He finally, you know, got a really noteworthy win over Baron Corbin, aka King Corbin, who's like the biggest heel on TV right now. One of the biggest heels on TV. But yeah, I mean, WrestleMania was cool, man. I can't believe I watched 18 matches in 2 days. I mean, I know I watch a lot of wrestling Monday through Friday, but to watch that amount of matches in 2 days is just nuts. It's just crazy. What else was a good WrestleMania moment? Oh, Bianca Belair showing up on WrestleMania today, you know, to aid her husband Montez Ford from the Street Profits, and she beat the shit out of Zelina Vega, who I love Zelina. Zelina Vega, she's just awesome. That was a dope moment. Because, you know, it shines a light on the NXT stars. on the main roster, which you can't even say that anymore because NXT is equal, if not better, than the main roster on, you know, SmackDown and Raw. But it was cool, man. It was a good show. I thought it was good. I thought it was incredible to see people. There was a tweet online. This guy apologized to Vince McMahon. He goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry if I've ever doubted you. You really know how to fight when your back is up against the wall. WrestleMania 36 was awesome." I was like, I mean, guys, it's Vincent K. McMahon. He won the Monday Night Wars. Like, I mean, dude. They were the only show to air live the day after 9/11. So let's think about it. Like, Vince is not an idiot. He knows how to put on a show. Do I wish he would have postponed? Yes, I do. But like I said in the previous episode, I mean, it was a yes and no. Like, yeah, I wish he would have postponed. But hey, listen. If you guys want to put on the show, put on the show. Especially when you know you got superstars that can deliver. Camera people, sound people, and everyone that works behind the scenes and in front of the camera can do an amazing job. And that's what they did. They did an amazing job. I thought WrestleMania 36 was great. Would I watch it again? Probably not. I mean, I would pick and choose certain matches to rewatch. Because, I mean, it was, you know, as entertaining as it was still kind of like, well, man, this is weird. You know, there's no crowd, there's no reactions. There's a lot of talking shit between the wrestlers, which was great. Especially in the Undertaker AJ Boneyard match. That was funny. Like, Undertaker was talking so much shit. "This is what you wanted, son, right? Huh? Where you going?" And he's like, you know, talking shit to him. "Why are you running? Why are you running, son? Come here. Get over here." It was funny. Sound like a true redneck. "What's my wife's name? Huh?" It was cool, man. You got to see the Big Evil return. If you guys follow wrestling, you know, about the American Badass. So it was like a mixture of all of Undertaker's characters over the years, the unholy trinity of the Undertaker. It was cool, man. He came out on that bike. It's like, oh snap, we rolling. I don't know why he didn't use the Limp Bizkit, but maybe Limp Bizkit didn't clear the song for them to use as an entrance, but who cares? Metallica's even greater, so I was happy with that. Oh, man. WrestleMania, man. WrestleMania 37 is going to be incredible next year. I plan on going, waiting for those tickets to go on sale in the fall. Well, they usually go on sale around the holiday time, so like around right before Thanksgiving. The travel packages and then the go on sale and then the tickets go on sale. It's going to be in Hollywood next year. March 28th, 2021. So I think it's going to be a good one. I think they did a good enough job to keep people invested. Even in tonight's Monday Night Raw. I mean, Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania is always incredible. It's always surprise returns or people getting called up from NXT. I mean, to be quite honest, since they're at the Performance Center, aren't all three shows considered NXT? I mean, how hard was it to get Bianca Belair to appear on WrestleMania last night? I mean, they're in Florida, for Christ's sake, which is where they film NXT, which currently they're filming all of the shows due to the coronavirus. So, you know, I mean, it keeps people interested for the week. I mean, now, you know, you got something to look forward to because the Monday after WrestleMania is essentially the new season for WWE. So, you know, now people are going to be like, oh, my God, what's going to happen on Monday Night Raw tonight? What's going to happen on Wednesday in the Wednesday Night Wars with NXT versus AEW Dynamite. What's going to happen on Friday night with SmackDown. So just, you know, it's, you know, you got some new champions. You got some new storylines, you know, in the future. So it's just, you know, it's a lot. I was telling my friend last night, I was like, you know, it's dope that Charlotte goes to NXT. There are more female wrestlers in NXT, in my personal opinion, than on the main rosters anyway. You know, there might be more on the main roster, but do you see those people on TV? Not really. They usually rotate the NXT female superstars every week. It's not like you see the same exact people every single week. There's people that you haven't seen in a year or two that's getting a lot of television time. So, you know, it's pretty cool. On the AEW side, like, they're killing it. I mean, they're just making the empty arena style look incredible every week. Lance Archer debuted last week. He looked incredible. You know, you got the whole Inner Circle now having to deal with not only Jon Moxley, but Matt Hardy, broken Matt Hardy. So that's cool. You know, him and Jericho are in a storyline together. That's awesome. So incredible. Delete. Broken Matt Hardy. You're going to hear a lot of impressions on my podcast. I will tell you that right now. It was excellent. It was wonderful. Yes. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Shout out to DDP, man. Diamond Dallas Page's birthday was yesterday. I posted on Instagram, happy birthday, tagged him, and he reposted. I reposted that. It was so cool. Felt famous for a moment. I was like, oh my God, DDP, bang. It's me. It's DDP. I might even do some DDP yoga. All this quarantine. It's driving me crazy a little bit. What else have I been doing this weekend? Oh, I'm restarting my marathon of the Marvel films. I'm watching them in order from the first film in the MCU universe. So I've watched Iron Man and Iron Man 2 so far. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And after I watch those in order, I'm going to watch them in the timeline order. So chronologically, I love that word. I'm going to watch them in order. I watched all 10,000 Police Academy films. You know, haven't watched Rocky yet, but I plan on watching the Rocky anthology. Every all six original Rocky universe movies, and then switch over into the Creed universe, which is still the Rocky universe. I'm going to watch those. Oh, my God. It's just so much to catch up on. I gotta watch the season finale of The Walking Dead for sure. And let's before we end it off, let's do a quick sneaker news. Nike just closed their Memphis warehouse because one of their employees tested positive for COVID-19, which is crazy. Because if I'm not mistaken, that's where most of the sneakers app products are shipped from. So, like, I'm interested, like, is that going to affect upcoming releases and current releases? Like, people just purchased last week. Like, is that going to affect things? So, you know, it's just the sneaker game is still going. But when you have stuff like that, it's like, oh, my God. I was watching one of my YouTubers, Jumpin' Man Chris, and he got some sneakers delivered to his crib. And he Lysoled the whole box at his door. Lysoled the box inside the box and the shoes before he reviewed them. I thought that was hilarious. But he's taking precautions. So that was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, if you guys don't know, eBay and Stadium Goods have partnered up to sell, very popular sneakers online. You know, a lot of the major sneakers, Sean Wetherspoons, the Virgil Abloh, Nike collabs, Travis Scott's, some of the old school OG sneakers, are being sold online. And, they're currently doing a, sneaker showdown where they have people vote on social media, you know, between sneakers, and leading in the finals now. Cause they started out with the Travis Scott high top, low top, Jordan ones, the Sakais, the original ones, the red, blue and yellow, the Atmos, OG Air Maxes, the Wave Runner 700s, the Yeezy 700 V3s, the Azales, the white ones. Sean Witherspoon's is in that category, the Virgil Abloh Jordan 5 that just released earlier this year, the Reverse Bred ones, the Virgil Abloh Halloween Blazers, both Union Jordan ones, the 97 Virgil Abloh Air Maxes, and one other shoe. Oh, the Black Yeezy that just came out. Actually, yep, yeah, the Black Yeezy that just came out. They're calling them the Black Statics. Actually, no, that wasn't the one that just came out. That was the Yeezy Black Static that came out last June. How do I remember that? I'm a sneakerhead. And also the Virgil Abloh Prestos, the original black ones. So, of course, I knew that the finals would be between the Sean Wetherspoon Air Max 971. The reason it's called 971 is because it has the bottoms of the original OG Air Max, and it has the upper of the Air Max 97. And that's the final pair of shoes to vote on. It's basically the Sean Wetherspoon versus the Travis Scott Jordan 1. And when people vote on that, which I'm about to do as we speak, I already own the Sean Wetherspoon, so I'm going to vote for the Travis Scott Jordan 1s. I love that shoe. I want it. So if it wins, what happens is you get to purchase the shoe for a reduced price. So that's cool. So I think it's dope because it gives people a chance to get a rare sneaker that they couldn't get before. And I think that's awesome. I think that's cool, man. Like, yo, wish me luck, man. I'm a bid on them joints if the price is good. I wear size 12, son. Anybody got a good deal for me? Holla at your boy. And I hope you guys have a good week. I'm going to drop another episode this week. It's been a lot going on, so, you know, I have a lot to talk about. And yeah, man, this is, you know, been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. It's your boy Justin Ramos here. Follow me on all social media at Justin the Comic. If you want to get in some gaming, I'm on Xbox Live at Justin the Comic. So yeah, man, peace out. Stay tuned. Like, share, laugh. Listen up. Watch WrestleMania. Cop sneakers. Wash your ass. Wash your hands. And stay the fuck in the house. Peace out. Yes, sir.